This morning, we're visiting with some of the top members of the class of 2023 at Griswold High School, and we are today starting with...
Emma Mundorf.
Emma, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Jeff and Charity Mundorf, and I have three older siblings, Walker, Morgan, and Josie, that have also graduated from Griswold in the past.
Okay, you're the youngest of the family?
Yeah.
So you, like, got everything, right?
Sure, yeah.
Believe that if you want, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy? What classes did you like?
I'm sort of like an English person, so I've liked a lot of like our English classes, like comp that I took this year, and a lot of that. So that's my favorite, probably.
Okay. So you're a creative person?
Yeah. I'm not really a math person at all, so.
Talk about teachers. What teachers will you be thinking about, say, 10 years from now when you get together with your classmates for a class reunion? Who are you going to be talking about?
Probably Mrs. Nelson. We've had her since middle school, and she's done a lot. Like, she's always focused on, like, preparing us for, like, the future and everything. And probably her is, like, the main one. Or Mrs. Carlson. Because science is always fun.
Okay, very good. Talk about extracurricular activities. Have you been pretty busy?
Yeah, I've stayed pretty busy. I'm in volleyball, basketball, and track. I've done that all 4 years. And I've been in FFA. I've done a lot through FFA. And I've been in 4-H, been officers and stuff in that. So stayed busy.
Yeah, pretty busy as well. Talk about any favorites at all? Talk about your favorites. Anything that you really have enjoyed or accomplishments, achievements that you've reached through any of those?
FFA is probably my favorite extracurricular. I've done a lot with animals, and I've been an officer. I've gotten the chance to go to both state, compete at state convention, and go to national convention, which those were really fun. So.
Okay. You meet a lot of people through there too, don't you?
Yeah, you meet a lot of people. Like at National Convention, you have the opportunity to meet people from all over the country and talk with them.
So. Opening up that network early on. Good, very good. Well, talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm planning on going to Northwest Missouri State University down in Maryville and majoring in elementary education.
Okay. What about Northwest Missouri State? Was it an easy choice, or did you work over that choice with some other options? Why'd you choose Northwest?
I debated for a little bit. I thought about going to Dort University because my brother and my sister-in-law went there, and they're both really good schools, but Northwest has the better elementary education program, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and they have exactly what I want, so.
Okay. How long have you wanted to be a teacher?
Forever, pretty much. Yeah, like our eighth grade project on our career, I did elementary education, so.
Okay, well, since you want to be a teacher, what qualities make a good teacher?
Well, I don't know, a lot of qualities, but like being able to like work with the students and being able to like explain different things through like different point of views, I think is a good thing that teachers need to have, so.
Okay, well, a few years from now, you'll be the one asking the questions, and they'll be the ones taking the tests instead of me asking and you taking the tests, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. What about the future? Where do you see yourself down the road?
I plan, because all my family's in Iowa and, like, Southwest Iowa, I plan to come back here and teach somewhere for a while, so I'll hopefully be teaching for in 10 years, so.
Okay, very good. Well, give those 8th graders some advice. You were once a scared 8th grader wondering what was going to happen in high school. So what advice would you like to give them now that you've experienced all 4 years?
Don't, like, limit yourself to, like, oh, I want to do these things. Try different things because, like, 8th grade year, I never would have imagined the stuff that I did in FFA. But I was always, like, an athletic kid when I was little, so.
Okay, no regrets.
Nope.
All right, Emma, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have?
Trista Swain.
Okay, Trista, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Doug and Sarah Swain, and I have one younger sister named Kaylee.
Okay, very good. And you're just the best older sister of all time, right?
Maybe not in her opinion, but I think so.
Okay, well, your opinion is the one that matters here right now. Let's talk about classwork and stuff. What did you enjoy?
I have really enjoyed my ag classes and definitely being taught under Sandy Nelson in comp.
Okay. What about, I was going to ask teachers, but you kind of threw that one out. Any other teachers that have influenced you?
My ag teacher, Jackie Brokaw, she's definitely been a big influence in my life. She's only came in recently the past 2 years, and she's already made such a big difference.
Oh, very good. In what ways?
Within our agricultural program and FFA program, she's brought in new ideas and she's opened up new opportunities for me and other kids within the program.
All right, excellent. What about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
So I'm involved in a lot of different things. I've been involved in FFA, 4-H. Recently, just this past year, I'm a member on the Junior Fair Board for Cass County and Youth Action Committee and Youth Council. So those kind of ag activities are a big thing for me. And there's some other things that are skipping my mind right now, but yeah, those are the main ones. Probably my favorites too.
So leadership, is that important to you then? Because it sounds like you're involved in a lot of leadership positions.
Yes, definitely. This past year, I was actually the president of three organizations and vice president of Youth Council in Cass County.
So how do you budget your time?
I definitely have to communicate oftentimes months ahead of time and try to just manage my schedule to the best of my abilities and work with my officer teams.
Yeah, I'm sure. Any achievements or anything that you'll look back on that you'll be especially proud of about your high school days?
I definitely think that my achievements within my activities are important. So in FFA, my sophomore year, I was the state winner for the treasurer's book, and that one's kind of been a highlight for me. But also just like helping out my people in other activities has been a big thing. Like I helped out with teams that went to state this year, and just being able to be a part of those teams indirectly is important.
Okay, very good. What about the future for you? Where will you be this fall?
This fall, I will be at the University of Nebraska at Omaha studying molecular and biomedical sciences while on the pre-med track.
Okay. How long has that been something you've been looking forward to?
Ever since I can remember. I started out actually kind of following my dad around as a veterinarian. So I thought, you know, that was going to be my thing. But I kind of want to go more on the human side of things now. That started in about middle school. And ever since then, I've wanted to be more on the human side of medical, on the medical field. So, yeah.
Well, humans can kind of describe what's wrong or what they're feeling. You know, animals, not so much, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Very good. What about the future for you then? Where do you see yourself down the road?
I definitely see myself coming back to the area. I want to make an impact in rural healthcare and youth education programs, like helping out with 4-H programs and the Extension Council in Cass County. I definitely want to be a part of that.
Excellent. All right, give the eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Definitely to take on new opportunities. High school, you are not limited. There's a plethora of activities and things to be involved with, and just take those opportunities and make the most out of them, and don't be afraid, because you never know what can happen, and it's really rewarding.
All right, very good. Trista, thank you so much for the time today. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and next we have
McKenna Asklund.
Okay, McKenna, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Ryan and Sarah Asklund. They own Dusty's Place in Griswold, and I also have one younger sister named Marissa. She's a sophomore.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I'm definitely an English person like Emma. I loved the English classes and comp and writing papers. That's definitely probably my favorite classes that I've taken.
Okay. What about teachers? Who will be your influences when you look back at your high school days?
Definitely Mrs. Nelson. She's done such a great job of preparing us for college and the future. And also my other English teacher, Mrs. Platt. She's just been a very big impact on me too.
In what ways?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It's hard to pick. Just preparing me for deadlines and making sure I have everything done on time, and just helping me in general with my writing skills.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities for you?
I am in volleyball, softball. I recently went out for track, and I'm the basketball manager. I'm also on NHS, student council, and I'm the school board representative for the student body as well.
You know, I'm always kind of amazed because you guys whip that stuff off right off the top of your head. You don't have notes sitting here in front of you. Sometimes do you wish you did?
Yes, but like we've written so many scholarships, all of our activities are probably ingrained into our minds by now.
What about memories for you? Anything you're going to take and look back on that you're really going to be proud of?
Yeah, definitely being co-captains of the volleyball team with Emma and earning all district my senior year too. That it just reminds me of how much hard work and determination it took to get to the place I am as a senior.
All right, very good. What's this fall bring for you then? Where will you be?
I am going to Simpson College in Indianola, and I'm going to be on the softball team there too. I'm also going to major in health and exercise science to become a physical therapist.
Okay. Why Simpson?
just the small town feeling almost. Like other bigger state universities, you're kind of just a number. Like, and going to a smaller college, you're just, you know the teachers by name, everybody knows you, and you can ask questions, and you just feel like a person instead of a number.
Okay. And why physical therapy? Is that something you've been interested in for a long time?
Maybe my freshman year I started thinking about that, just seeing like my teammates go through injuries and stuff. I just would like to help other athletes get through that as well.
Okay, very good. Talk about the future then. Down the road, where do you see yourself?
I definitely see myself coming back to Griswold or living in a closer near city, like bigger city is what I meant. But definitely like staying close to my family is a big thing for me.
Okay, very good. All right, well, let's give those eighth graders some advice before they start high school. What do you have for them?
Don't be shy, because like I remember when I was in eighth grade, I was very shy and didn't introduce myself to others. And once I became a freshman, some of my closest friends were seniors and juniors. So definitely reach out to older people, because they will be some of the best friends you'll have.
All right. Expand your horizons. Very good. Well, McKenna, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. That's McKenna Asklin, Trista Swain, Emma Mundorf. They are among the tops of the class of 2023 at Griswold High School.